Each Tuesday on Day to Day, we're profiling Western political races. Today, Montana, where Republican Senator Conrad Burns is running against Democratic State Senator John Tester. NPR's Mike Pesca traveled to Montana for this report.
Billings, Montana last week. John Tester is once again bedeviling Conrad Burns with criticism. Tester, 280 pounds, flat top haircut, missing three fingers on his left hand from a tractor accident, has thrown in Burns' face the charge that Democrats are using to great effect in races across the country, that the Republicans have no plan for winning the war in Iraq. The 71-year-old Burns looks incredulous, takes a half step from the podium, balls his hands up, and fires back at the man trying to unseat him.
He says there's no plan. There is a plan. We're not going to tell you, John. We're not going to tell you what our plan is because you just go out there and blow it.
I just want to say one thing.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Then the candidates dicker a bit on if Tester gets a chance to respond. As has been the case throughout this debate, Tester seems up on the rules, but Burns seems affable enough about who gets to talk.
Mike asked me a question. I answered. You get to answer. I get to
answer.
Oh, really? That's the way it works.
Like checkers?
Yeah, that's the way it works. Well, it's interesting, Senator Burns, because I listened to some of your comrades on TV just last week that came back from Iraq. I guess they don't know the plan either. Chairman of the Armed Service Committee doesn't know the plan, but you do.
There are things in Burns' record that he can change, chief among them the fact that of all 100 senators, he accepted the most money from convicted former lobbyist Jack Abramoff and his associates. Burns points out that he hasn't been charged with a crime, but it's one of the issues clearly weighing on the minds of voters, including this sampling from the Rimrock Mall.
He's just seems to be out of touch with Montana, and he has had, you know, those buy-offs and all that stuff with Abramoff, but it just seems time for some new blood.
I don't have anything personal against Conrad. I play golf with him out the lower golf course, but I don't go along with the political views that he garners.
Well, I've known Conrad for 20, 30, 40 years. Yeah, he's a little rough around the edges. That comment that he made to the firefighters, he shouldn't have made it to that bunch.
Corey Trewilla, Scott Walton, and Jim Espy represent some common themes in this election. First, people in Montana have personal interactions with their senator. Second, the election has become a referendum on the incumbent. And third, the firefighters. This summer, Burns was reported to have lashed out at firefighters he came across at the airport, saying they did a, quote, piss-poor job of combating the summer's blazes. Burns is silver-tongued as a former auctioneer.
25, 25 now, 30, 30, daughter, you didn't turn tomorrow, nothing to mama, 30, now five, give me 35, or you didn't turn tomorrow, nothing to mama, 35.
But more often, the erstwhile cattleman suffers from foot-and-mouth disease. He's called Arabs ragheads, referred to holding a slave auction, said terrorists drive taxis by day and kill at night. While Burns admits to and has apologized for his lapses, it's gotten to the point where every time he mentions anyone's ethnicity, like his little Guatemalan handyman, Hugo, it makes national news. But what isn't reported much outside of Montana is the everyday projects Burns brings back to the state. Last week, he was at Billings International Airport, talking up an infusion of federal cash to upgrade the control tower.
And then we've got another appropriation that we did that will change the traffic pattern out here. We've got the money already appropriated for that. It's in the planning stages now.
Then from the heights of the control tower, Burns takes the opportunity to point out a local landmark.
See that road that comes up right up there?
His house.
Comes up out of Alkali Creek, like it's headed right down the Yellowstone Valley. And I'm on the east end of that.
Burns has lived in Billings for almost 50 years and has earned over 2 million frequent flyer miles returning home every other weekend that the Senate is in session. Still, John Tester looks at the money Burns has taken from lobbyists and comes up with this conclusion.
He really has gone Washington, D.C., and it's changed him. And I think, Montanans expect their representatives, their U.S. senators, to go out back there and bring Montana values back to Washington, D.C. And I think in the end, it's the other way around with Conrad.
Tester is a third-generation farmer. Organic farmer, it's whispered suspiciously among the old cattle families. But still, he is authentic Montanan enough to be leading by a little bit in all the polls. Maybe after 18 years, and by his own estimation, $2 billion brought back to Montana, it's time for Conrad Burns to go. But he's been in close races before, roaring from behind to win his last Senate election. And you know that if Burns does have a plan for winning this race, he won't be out there telling everyone about it. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Kind of hard to keep up with all these races, isn't it? But NPR political editor Ken Rudin is following the election battles all across the nation, and there's an interactive map of his analysis and Ken Rudin's genuine predictions at our website, npr.org.